أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللہ تعالیٰ نے انسان کو پیدا کیا
اللہ دی آلمائٹی کریٹڈ ہیومن بیئنگز And prior to their creation, He had created countless blessings for their benefit. And this favor of Allah the Almighty and His treatment of His creation most certainly requires humankind to be grateful to Him. And every prophet has guided his people towards being grateful servants of Allah the Almighty. And the greatest example of this gratefulness was demonstrated by our master, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Through every action of his, The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, exhibited gratitude towards Allah the Almighty. And upon seeing him weep and cry in his fervent supplications before Allah the Almighty, when he was asked that why are you weeping so profusely, even though Allah the Almighty has already promised you every kind of success, and in fact is already granting you this success. In response to this, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated, that should I not be a grateful servant of Allah the Almighty for these blessings? Should I not bow down before Him in humility and express my gratitude to Him? Thus, on every occasion where He demonstrated His practical example of being grateful to Allah the Almighty, He also encouraged His followers to be grateful. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, taught them the methods of expressing gratitude to Allah the Almighty and also taught them prayers for this. Today, I will discuss this very example of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his prayers and his guidance in this regard. In one narration, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that faith consists of two halves. One half is patience, and the other is gratitude. In reality, patience also manifests an aspect of gratitude. As such, if one reflects upon this, then complete faith can only be attained through gratitude. Hazrat Suhaib relates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated that how wonderful is the affair of a believer, for every matter concerning him is good, and this is true only for a believer. For if he finds delight in something, then he is grateful and that is good for him. And if hardship befalls him, then he remains patient, and that too is good for him. It is good because Allah the Exalted states that surely Allah is with the steadfast. And Allah the Almighty further states that give glad tidings to those who are patient. Therefore, for someone who has Allah the Almighty by his side, and to whom Allah the Almighty himself gives such glad tidings, what greater good could there be for such a person? Such true patience can only be attained when a person becomes a grateful servant of Allah the Almighty for all his blessings. Thus, even the most concise statements and words of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, contain treasures of wisdom. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated that he who is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah either. Whilst being grateful to Allah the Almighty is essential, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, particularly mentioned being grateful towards people as well. Furthermore, if one develops such sentiments and feelings of gratitude, then this will create a beautiful society, and this is the true Islamic society that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, desired to establish. In another narration, it is mentioned that Hazrat Numan bin Bashir relates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated from the pulpit that whoever is not grateful for little will not be grateful for much either. And whoever is not grateful to people, he is not grateful to Allah the Almighty either. Speaking of the favors of Allah the Almighty is also a form of gratitude, and whilst not mentioning them is ingratitude. He further said that the Jamaat, i.e. community, is a source of mercy, and division is a punishment. That is, remain attached to the Jamaat and become grateful servants of Allah the Almighty, and remain as one, as only then will you partake of the favors of Allah the Almighty. However, if you sow division and allow your hearts to become divided, then you cannot become recipients of the favors of Allah the Almighty. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, taught gratitude with remarkable depth. In this regard, Hazrat Anas relates that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, met a particular individual, he would ask that, "How are you?" And if the person replied that, "I'm very well and I praise Allah the Almighty for this," the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would pray that, "May Allah the Almighty continue to keep you well." On one occasion, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, met the same man and asked him the same question. And this time he replied that, "If I am grateful, then I am well." However, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, remained silent. Following this, the man asked that, "O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, whenever you asked me before and I replied that I was well and praised Allah, you would pray for me, saying that, 'May Allah keep you well.' But today, you have remained silent." Upon this, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, replied that, "When I asked you before and you said that, 'I am very well and I praise Allah the Almighty,' then I prayed that Allah the Almighty would continue to keep you well and increase his blessings upon you. But today, you said that, 'If I am grateful,' as though he was in doubt, and that if he expressed gratitude for it, then he was doing just okay. Otherwise, his condition wasn't that great. Therefore, I remained silent." The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, explained that the man had fallen into doubt and entertained a negative thought about Allah, and he could not bear that even the slightest trace of ingratitude or a negative assumption regarding Allah the Almighty should enter a person's mind. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd relates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that, "If someone does good to you and you say to them, 'Jazakallah,' or 'Jazakallahu khayran,' that is, 'May Allah reward you with the best of rewards,' then you have fully expressed your appreciation." Similarly, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that when Allah intends goodness and blessings for a people, he grants them long lives and inspires them to be grateful. That is, he enables them to offer gratitude. Thus, gratitude is essential for the progress of a nation and for the progress of the Jamaat, i.e. the community, and for the progress of every individual. gratitude towards Allah the Almighty, and gratitude towards one another, and gratitude towards everyone from whom one receives any kind of benefit are all essential. And it is this very spirit of thankfulness that fosters unity and cohesion within a nation. Then there is a narration of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in which he also gave profound guidance to help people develop a true appreciation of gratitude. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would often say to me that, what about your poetry? In other words, that recites some verses. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha knew many verses of poetry which she would recite. So she would ask, which ones? There are many which I know. Upon this, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would reply, that recite the verses about gratitude. So she would then recite that, may my parents be sacrificed for you. A poet says, that support the one who is weak, the one whose weakness prevents him from ever repaying you. For one day you will see the fruits of your kindness. That is, do not help others only because you expect something in return. Rather, help those who cannot repay you, and you will witness the blessings that result from it. This is what a poet has said. And one day, that weak person will either repay your kindness, or he will praise you. And whoever expresses gratitude for your favor that you have done, has in fact repaid it. He who expresses gratitude by saying Alhamdulillah, that is, all praise belongs to Allah, and thanks Him, has indeed repaid the kindness shown to him. Then she would further recite from these couplets that when you intend to maintain ties of kinship with a noble person, you will never find that bond to be weak or worn out. In other words, showing kindness to relatives is never like holding onto a fragile rope. Rather, it is a strong bond because Allah the Almighty Himself rewards such acts. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when I finished reciting these verses, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, stated that, O Aisha, this indeed is absolutely true. For Jibreel has informed me that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will raise mankind and ask one of his servants, that one of my servants did you a favor, did you thank him? And the servant will reply, that my Lord, I knew that the favor ultimately came from you, and so I thanked you. He did not thank the person, rather he thanked Allah instead. And Allah will then say, that if you did not thank that person through whom I bestowed my favor upon you, then you have not truly thanked me either. Thus, what a beautiful principle this is for building a harmonious society. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, also taught a prayer for cultivating gratitude. Hazrat Abdullah bin Ghanam al-Biyadi relates that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever upon waking in the morning says, O Allah, whatever blessing I have awakened with is from you alone. You are one and have no partner. To you belongs all praise, and to you belongs all gratitude. Then such a person has indeed fulfilled the gratitude due for that day. And whoever says the same in the evening has fulfilled the gratitude due for that night. Similarly, there is another narration in which Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal relates that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, took my hand and said, O Muaz, by Allah, I truly love you. Then he said, O Muaz, I urge you never to omit saying after every prayer the following. That is, O Allah, help me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you in the best manner. Then in another narration, it is mentioned that Abu Ala bin Shakir reported from a man of the Banu Hanzala who said that I was traveling with Hazrat Shaddad bin Aus when he said, shall I not teach you what the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, taught us. He then said that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, taught us to pray that, O Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in every matter. I ask you for firmness upon guidance, and I ask you to enable me to be grateful for your blessings and to worship you in the best manner. And I ask you for a truthful tongue and a sound heart. And I seek your protection from the evil that you know. And I ask you for the good that you know. And I seek your forgiveness and also from that which you know. In other words, from Allah the Almighty, one seeks forgiveness, and from everyone in the world. One should seek Allah's grace in every matter and ask Him to make every means of benefit beneficial. For Allah alone possesses knowledge of the unseen, and He alone knows what will truly benefit a person and what will not. Therefore, the prayer is that, O Allah, bestow your grace upon me in every matter, and place goodness for me in everything that you have created, and that can be a means of benefit for me. Then, on one occasion, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, taught a prayer. Hazrat Abu Sa'id related that once a man stated that, O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, which prayer is best for me to recite during my prayer? The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, replied that, say, that is, O Allah, all praise belongs to you, all gratitude belongs to you, all sovereignty belongs to you, and all creation belongs to you, and every matter returns to you. We ask you for every kind of goodness and seek your protection from every kind of evil. A narration also records one of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him's own prayers. Hazrat Ibn Abbas narrates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would often pray, and the translation is as follows, that, O my Lord, help me, and do not help anyone against me. Grant me help, and do not grant anyone help against me, and plan for me, and do not plan against me. Guide me, and make guidance easy for me, and help me against whoever commits injustice against me. O Allah, make me one who is abundantly grateful, and one who remembers you frequently, and one who fears you, and one who is completely obedient to you, and one who bows to you abundantly. O my Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sins, and accept my supplication, and strengthen my proof, and guide my heart, and keep my tongue straight upon truth, and remove all malice from my heart. Now the heart of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was already completely pure and free from every impurity, and he was wholly inclined towards Allah the Almighty. And although he recited this prayer for himself, in reality he was teaching it to us, so that each of his followers should pray for a pure heart and seek the grace of Allah the Almighty. Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that there is a prayer which I learned from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and I have never abandoned it. The prayer's translation is as follows, that, O Allah, make me one who thanks you abundantly and remembers you abundantly and follows your guidance and keeps your commandments constantly in mind. If someone recites this prayer every day, then improper thoughts will not arise, nor will they engage in wrongful actions, and instead they will only do those things which Allah the Almighty has commanded. Hazrat Abu Huraira also narrates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that whoever sees a person afflicted with some trial and recites this supplication, then he has truly expressed gratitude for the blessing bestowed upon him. The supplication is that all praise belongs to Allah, who has protected me from the trial with which he has tested you, and has granted me excellence over you and over much of his creation. When one sees another person suffering from a hardship, then one should also pray in this manner and thank Allah the Almighty for protecting them from those hardships. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, saw something that pleased him, then he would say, that is, all praise belongs to Allah, by whose favor all righteous deeds are completed. And whenever he saw something that displeased him, he would say, that is, all praise belongs to Allah in every circumstance. Hazrat Anas says that we were once traveling with the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and rain began to fall. The narrator, Hazrat Anas, says that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, uncovered the cloth from his head until some of the rain fell directly upon him. And we asked that, O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, why did you do this? He replied, because it has freshly come from our exalted Lord. Thus, out of gratitude, he allowed those fresh raindrops to fall upon him. Hazrat Abu Huraira similarly relates that whenever the first drops of rain from a cloud began to fall, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his companions would uncover their heads, and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would say that this is a fresh blessing from our mighty and exalted Lord, and it is among his most blessed favors. There was no occasion on which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, failed to express gratitude to Allah the Almighty. Even during what appeared to be the smallest matter, he remained thankful. Thus, Hazrat Malik relates that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, emerged from the washroom, he would recite, that is, all praise belongs to Allah who has removed from me what was harmful and has granted me good health. Hazrat Zaid bin Khalid al-Juhani narrates that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, led them in the Fajr prayer at Hudaybiyah after rain had fallen during the previous night. When he finished praying, he turned towards the people and asked that, do you know what your mighty and exalted Lord has said? The people replied that Allah and his messenger, peace be upon him, know best. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Allah the Almighty has said that among my servants some awoke this morning as believers in me and others as disbelievers in me. Whoever said that we have received rain through the grace and mercy of Allah is a believer in me and a disbeliever in the stars. But whoever said that we have received rain because of the rising of such and such star is a disbeliever in me and a believer in the stars. Meaning he doesn't believe in Allah, rather he still worships the stars. Therefore, the true standard of gratitude is that every blessing should be attributed solely to Allah the Almighty, and gratitude be expressed to Him alone. At that time, some people had not received the proper tarbiyat, i.e. moral training, and traces of their former customs and customary beliefs still remained. They would sometimes attribute rainfall to specific stars. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, therefore explained the true meaning of gratitude and morally trained them accordingly. Another narration states that Ja'far bin Muhammad narrates from his father that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, looked into a mirror, he would say, all praise belongs to Allah who created me, fashioned me, and made my character beautiful, and made beautiful in me those things which appear defective in others. Hazrat Abu Sa'id relays that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, ate or drank something, he would afterwards express his gratitude by saying, that is, all praise belongs to Allah who has fed us, given us drink, and made us Muslims. Hazrat Abu Umama narrates that it was the practice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that whenever he finished eating, and on one occasion, Hazrat Abu Umama said that when he would lift up the dining cloth, that is, after finishing a meal, he would say,
مجزیئن ولا مکفور, کہ سب شکر اللہ ہی کا ہے جس نے ہمیں کافی دیا.
That is, all praise belongs to Allah who has sufficed us and satiated our hunger and thirst. This is not a gratitude that ends here, nor one that is abandoned. At other times, he would say that all praise belongs to Allah. O our Lord, this is not gratitude that ends with this meal, nor one that is abandoned afterwards, and nor one of which there will ever be no further need. O our Lord. There is yet another narration in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, enjoined gratefulness. Hazrat Sahal bin Muaz bin Anas relates from his father that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that whoever eats food and then prays, that is, all praise belongs to Allah who fed me this food and provided it to me without any power or strength on my part. Then for such a person, his past and future sins are forgiven. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, also said that whoever wears a garment and prays, that all praise belongs to Allah who clothed me with this garment and provided it to me without any power or strength on my part, then his past and future sins are forgiven. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that when people would see the first fruit of the season, they would bring it to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. When the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, received it, he would pray that, O Allah, bless our fruits for us, bless our city for us, and bless our sa for us, that is a unit of measure, and bless our mud for us, that is another unit of measurement. And he would say that, O Allah, surely Abraham was your servant, your friend and your prophet, and I am your servant and your prophet. And he prayed to you for Makkah, and I pray to you for Medina, in the same way that he prayed for Makkah and other prayers the like thereof. The narrator says that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would then call the youngest child present and give that fruit to him. In other words, whenever new fruit arrived, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would give it first to children. Hazrat Huzaifa relates that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would lie down upon his bed at night, he would place his hand beneath his cheek and pray. That is, O Allah, in your name I die and live. And when he awoke, he would pray. That is, all praise belongs to Allah, who gave us life after having caused us to die, and to him shall we return. In another narration, the prayer upon waking is recorded as such, that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would wake from the night, he would say, all praise belongs to Allah, who gave me life after having caused me to die, and to him shall we return. Amr bin Shu'ayb relates from his father, who relates from his grandfather, that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that Allah loves to see his servants exhibit the signs of his blessings upon them. Thus, another form of gratitude to Allah the Almighty is for the blessings which he has bestowed upon a person to be visible and reflected in their appearance. Similarly, it is narrated that Abul Ahwas relates from his father that I came into the presence of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, wearing poor and tattered clothes. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked him that, do you possess any wealth? He submitted that yes. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked that, what kind of wealth do you possess? In other words, if you are a person of means, then what sort of wealth do you have? He replied that Allah the Almighty has given me camels, sheep and goats, horses and slaves. In other words, he possessed considerable wealth. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that when Allah the Almighty has granted you wealth, then the signs of his blessing and honor should be visible upon you. I.e. one should show gratitude, and an expression of that gratitude is not to appear in filthy or tattered clothing when one has the means to dress properly. Rather, One should wear decent clothing and express the blessings of Allah the Almighty. As Jabir bin Abdullah relates, that we came into the presence of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and he saw a man whose hair was disheveled, that is, his hair was scattered and had not been combed. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, that could he not find something with which to tidy his hair? In other words, he drew the attention of the companions to the fact that the man should wash, neaten and comb his hair. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, then saw another man wearing dirty clothes and said, could he not find water with which to wash his clothes? Meaning, instead of wearing dirty clothes, one should wash them. Water is available and one should show gratitude to Allah the Almighty for this. Cleanliness and neatness reflect purity and refinement, but they also contain within them an aspect of gratitude. And a person should not present themselves in such a state that others wonder what kind of condition they have adopted. Then in another narration, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that a person who has even an atom's weight of arrogance in his heart will not enter paradise. A man asked, but a person likes that his clothes should be good and that his shoes should be good. And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, replied that Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. That is, Allah the Almighty himself is beautiful and he loves beauty. And there is no doubt in this. Arrogance is something else altogether. Arrogance is to reject the truth out of a sense of self-importance and to look down upon people and to deny what is true and to treat others with contempt denotes arrogance. But if a person wears fine clothes and then becomes arrogant because of them, that indeed is arrogance. But if someone wears good clothing and still meets others with humility and fulfills their rights, then that is not arrogance. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri relays that whenever the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, acquired a new garment, he would mention the garment by name, whether it was a shirt, a turban, or some other article of clothing, and would say that, O Allah, all praise belongs to you. It is you who has clothed me with this. And I ask you for its good and the good for which it was made, and I seek refuge with you from its evil and from the evil for which it was made. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when Allah grants a servant any blessing, and that servant recognizes that it is from Allah, then gratitude for that blessing is recorded in his favor. And when Allah sees that a servant feels remorse over a sin, he forgives him even before he seeks forgiveness. A person buys a garment for a dinar, wears it and praises Allah, and before that garment even reaches his knees, he is forgiven. This is how Allah the Almighty treats those who express gratitude. Salim relates from Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, returned from a military expedition and reached a valley or an elevated ground, he would say, Allahu Akbar, that is, Allah is the greatest, 3 times. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would pray, that is, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He has no partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty, and to Him belongs all praise. And He has power over all things. We are returning from our journey, confessing our shortcomings, and resolving that we will not repeat our mistakes. We worship our Lord alone, bow before our Lord alone, and praise our Lord alone. Allah has surely fulfilled His promise, helped His servant, and Himself destroyed all the enemy forces. On the day of the Battle of Badr, the slain among the disbelievers were cast into the pits and wells of the battlefield, and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said that all praise belongs to Allah who has humiliated and destroyed Abu Jahl and has delivered us from him. When all the slain had been placed in the well, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, walked around it. As the bodies lay within the pit, Hazrat Abu Bakr identified each individual to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, by name. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, while glorifying and thanking Allah the Almighty, repeatedly declared that all praise belongs to Allah, who has fulfilled the promise He made to me. Such was the response of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, upon witnessing the fate of his fiercest opponent. He displayed no outward jubilation or triumph at their destruction. Rather, he bowed in humility before Allah the Almighty, offering praise and gratitude to Him alone. There are further narrations concerning this incident. In one narration, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud relates that on the day of the Battle of Badr, I presented myself before the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and submitted that I have killed Abu Jahl. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked that, "Do you swear by Allah, besides whom there is no God?" I replied, "Yes, by Allah, besides whom there is no God, I have indeed killed him." The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, repeated this question three times, seeking confirmation from me. Thereupon he proclaimed, "Allah is the greatest. All praise belongs to Allah, who has fulfilled His promise, granted help to His servant, and He Himself defeated all the enemies." He then said, "Come, show me his body." Thus we set out together, and when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, saw the body, he remarked that this is the Pharaoh of this Ummah. In another narration, it is related that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was given the glad tidings that Abu Jahl had been slain, he offered two rakat of prayer in gratitude to Allah. Further details in relation to this has been mentioned in a narration. Abu Ishaq relates, when on the day of Badr, a man came to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, bearing the glad tidings of Abu Jahl's death, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked him three times, asking him to swear by Allah, besides whom there is no God, that do you testify that you have indeed seen him slain? The man affirmed this under oath before the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and thereupon the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, fell into prostration before Allah. Some narrations further state that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, performed more than one prostration on that occasion. Then narrations concerning the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him's gratitude at the time of the conquest of Mecca also found in the narrations. In this regard, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar relates that on the day of the conquest of Mecca, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, stood upon the steps of the Kaaba. He first praised and glorified Allah and then proclaimed that all praise belongs to Allah, who has fulfilled His promise and granted victory to His servant, and Himself defeated all the enemy forces. Another narration recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari relates that Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Abi Layla said that no one informed us that they had seen the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, offer the chash, the forenoon prayer, except Hazrat Umme Hani. Indeed, among the narrations regarding the chashd prayer, i.e. the forenoon or mid-morning prayer, the only narration is that of Hazrat Umme Hani, and she relates that on the day of the conquest of Mecca, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, came to my house, where he performed ablution and then offered eight rakats of prayer. She says that I have never seen him offer a prayer lighter than that. That is, it was relatively brief but comprised of eight rakats. Yet he performed the bowing and the prostration, i.e. ruku and sujood, with complete composure. It was not the case that he quickly went through the motions of prayer. Yet, even what was described as a light prayer of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would compare in length and devotion to what many people would regard as a lengthy prayer. One biographer of the Holy Prophet has recorded this incident under the following heading, that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, offered eight rakats in order to express his gratitude for the blessing bestowed upon him by Allah on that day. Hazrat Anas relates that when the Holy Prophet entered Mecca, people gathered to see him, and owing to his profound humility and overwhelming gratitude to Allah, his head was bowed so low that it touched the saddle of his mount. Surrounded by the people, he supplicated that, "O Allah, surely the true life is that of the hereafter." The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, states, "The exaltation that is granted to the special servants of God Almighty is characterized by humility, whereas the exaltation of Satan is accompanied by arrogance, that is, it contains pride within it. Observe how our noble Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, lowered his head and prostrated himself upon the conquest of Mecca in the very same manner as he used to bow and prostrate during the days of hardship and tribulation, when in that same Mecca he was opposed in every possible way and subjected to persecution. And when he reflected upon the condition in which he had departed from the city and the condition in which he had now returned, his heart became filled with gratitude to Allah and he fell into prostration. A supplication of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, expressing the same spirit of gratitude is also recorded in Sahih Muslim. During the farewell pilgrimage, when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, intended to perform the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, he began at Safa. He ascended the hill until the Kaaba came into view. And then, facing the Qibla, he proclaimed the unity of Allah and expressed his greatness, saying that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one and has no partner. To him belongs all sovereignty and to him belongs all praise. He has power over all things. There is none worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has fulfilled his promise and granted help to his servant and himself subdued the enemy forces. And he repeated this 3 times. A further narration relates to when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a message informing about the acceptance of Islam by the tribe of Hamdan in Yemen. Hazrat Bara bin Azib relates that in the 10th year after Hijrah, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, sent Hazrat Ali to Yemen. Thereupon, the entire tribe of Hamdan embraced Islam. Hazrat Ali conveyed the glad tidings of the acceptance of Islam to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, by means of a letter. When the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, read the letter, he immediately fell into prostration before Allah in gratitude and declared, "Peace be upon Hamdan, peace be upon Hamdan." He repeated these words 2 times. Further details regarding the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, sajdat shukr, i.e. prostrations out of gratitude, are recorded as follows. Hazrat Abu Bakr relates that whenever something came before the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which pleased him, or became a cause of joy for him, he would fall into prostration, expressing gratitude to Allah. Blessed is he and the exalted. Similarly, it is related by Hazrat Anas bin Malik that glad tidings concerning a certain matter were conveyed to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, whereupon he fell into prostration out of gratitude. The glad tidings which Allah the Almighty gave to the believers regarding invoking blessings upon the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and the manner in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, expressed his gratitude for this, are mentioned in one narration as follows. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf relates that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, came out and proceeded towards the place where he would give charity. He then went inside, turned towards the Qibla, and fell into prostration. And he prolonged the prostration so much that I thought Allah the Almighty, the Most Honorable, had caused his soul to depart while he was in that state. I therefore approached him and sat near him. He raised his head and asked, "Who is this?" And I replied, "Abdul Rahman." He asked, "What is the matter?" I submitted, "O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, you prolonged your prostration to such an extent that I feared Allah the Almighty and the Most Honorable had caused your soul to depart in that very state, meaning that I feared you had passed away." The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, then said that Jibreel came to me and gave me the glad tidings that Allah the Almighty says, "Whoever invokes blessings upon you, I shall bestow my mercy upon him, and whoever sends salutations upon you, I shall send my salutations upon him." Therefore, I prostrated before Allah the Almighty, the Most Honorable, in gratitude. Thus, this prostration was one of gratitude, and it was for this reason that it became so prolonged. Hazrat Abu Bakr relates that he saw the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when someone came to convey to him the glad tidings that his army had been granted victory over the enemy. At that time, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him's head, was resting in the lap of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And upon hearing the news, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, stood up and fell into prostration. In another narration, Amr bin Shu'ayb relates from his father, who relates from his grandfather, that he heard the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, say that there are 2 qualities which, if found in a person, Allah the Almighty records him among the patient and the grateful. And if these 2 qualities are absent, then Allah records him as neither patient nor grateful. The first is that in matters of faith, a person should look towards one who is superior to him and strive to follow his example. That is, in matters of faith, one should look at those who are better than them and then try to follow their example. And the second is that in worldly matters, he should look towards one who is below him and then praise Allah for the favor by which Allah has granted him superiority over that person. And Allah the Almighty records such a person amongst the patient and the grateful. However, whoever looks towards one who is below him in matters of faith and towards one who is above him in worldly affairs and then grieves over what has not been granted to him, then Allah the Almighty records him as neither being patient and nor being grateful. Likewise, as Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Look towards those who are below you and do not look towards those who are above you. This is more likely to prevent you from belittling the favors of Allah." That is, in worldly matters, one should look towards those who possess less and then express gratitude to Allah that He has bestowed His favors upon you. Hazrat Ibn Abbas relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "There are four things which, if a person is granted, he has indeed been granted the good of this world and the hereafter. That is, a grateful heart, a tongue engaged in the remembrance of Allah, and a body that remains steadfast in patience at the time of trial, and a wife who is faithful to him, neither betraying her honor and chastity, and nor betraying her husband. If these four qualities are granted, then true goodness has indeed been bestowed." Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "O Abu Huraira, adopt righteousness, and you will become the most devoted of people in worship. Be content with what Allah has granted you, and you will become the most grateful of people." Thus, contentment also leads one towards gratitude. He further said, "Love for others what you love for yourself, and you will become a true believer. Treat your neighbor with kindness, and you will become a true Muslim. And laugh little, for excessive laughter makes the heart spiritually dead." That is, a person ought to remain more inclined towards humbling oneself before Allah the Exalted and should remain attentive towards supplication. One should not remain continually occupied in idle amusement and laughter. May Allah the Almighty enable us to act upon the sayings of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Then, depicting the constant gratitude and remembrance of Allah that characterized the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Aisha relates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would remember Allah at all times. Thus, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, established the highest standards of conduct before his Ummah and counseled them accordingly. May Allah the Almighty grant us the ability to act upon this. The second matter, which I shall mention briefly, is that inshallah, the Jalsa Salana of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community UK will commence from next Friday. Pray that Allah the Almighty makes it a blessed one in every respect. May He keep everyone under His protection and safeguard them. The intensity of the current weather, owing to the heat, also brings certain risks. May Allah the Almighty protect everyone from every kind of harmful effect. Likewise, may He enable the workers who are serving on duty, some of whom must remain standing in the heat and undertake demanding responsibilities, may He enable them to discharge their duties in the best possible manner.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله إبعاد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.